This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC and I'm here with Lucy today. Just going to ask Lucy a few questions to hopefully get an insight onto how she's got such great results. Speak about any difficulties that she might have had, as I'm sure there'll be literally thousands of people who'll be listening to this interview and find it very beneficial. So Lucy, please introduce yourself and how long have you been at the DBCC?
Hi, I'm Lucy. I've been here about 3 months now.
Awesome. And what results have you achieved in those 3 months, Lucy?
A lot of weight loss.
Specifically?
My body's changing shape. 16.1 pounds fat loss.
Good from you.
Body's changing shape a lot. I feel a lot more confident in my body.
Awesome. What were your struggles with weight loss before the DBCC?
Eating bad things.
Okay. And what's changed since, like, in the last 3 months? What's changed in terms of eating bad things?
Don't crave them so much. Eating a lot more healthy.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, no worries. And had you tried to lose weight before and how did it go?
Yes. A couple of years ago I did, and I managed to lose a bit of weight, then put it back on. And then when I tried to do the same thing to lose the weight again, it just wasn't working.
Right, okay. And was that using nutrition and exercise, or has it always just been one or the other?
Mainly more exercise, going to the gym, a lot of running, which obviously didn't work like it did the first time.
Yeah, sometimes running can actually cause adverse effects on fat loss and stuff. So were you doing much exercise before the DBCC? What kind of exercise were you doing?
Not really.
No?
Just with the horses, and then I got a treadmill at home. I'm doing like 15, 20 minutes a day when I could.
Okay. Did you find that you ever pushed yourself as hard as you get pushed at the DBCC?
No. Definitely not.
Okay. I can understand that. And in terms of diets, what kind of diets have you done before, if any?
Just salads. Eating salads and cutting everything else out, which is obviously not right.
Not ideal. Did that work? Did you get any results with doing that?
Not as much as I have doing this.
Okay. No. And obviously the way you're doing it now is a lot more
a
lot more healthy. What does your lifestyle look like now compared to before the DBCC?
Very busy. More organised.
Good.
Trying to organise all my meals all the time.
Do you cook yourself?
Yes.
Have you always cooked yourself?
No.
No? Okay. What made you change? What made that change?
I think just Mum used to cook for me, and not knowing what I want to eat and what I can eat,
yeah,
just started doing it myself.
Okay. So you know you're more in control of your nutrition now. Okay. Looking back like 3 months ago, because you come in pretty much every evening, don't you?
Yeah.
Could you imagine yourself, when we first sat down and had your body diagnostic, could you imagine yourself being this into it like 3 months' time?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, so it's quite a big change.
Yeah.
In terms of training, what is it about training at the DBCC that you enjoy?
It's quite fun.
Yeah.
I do moan a lot, but I do enjoy it.
You train with Lisa quite often, don't you?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So you've made some good friends at the DBCC as well. How else has the DBCC helped you?
Educating me a lot on food and exercise, how your body works.
Yeah.
Learn a lot, definitely.
Which is awesome. So you've got stuff that you could take away if you were able to leave the DBCC. Have you got any specific tips for either exercise or nutrition that you could share for anybody who's listening to this interview who might be trying to lose weight currently?
Don't give up. It pays off.
Yeah.
If you have a craving, try and forget about it.
Yeah. Have you ever slipped up, like, off the metabolic damage solution?
No. I've just not had anything around me,
so
or in the house that I could
cheat on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one way of dealing with it. I personally actually had to do the same when I did the MDS. It's I can understand that.
If I had it, I probably would have been tempted.
What do you think? How do you think the metabolic damage solution helps you? Do you feel like the cheat meals really help because you get the metabolic reset meals, because you get, you know, after a certain point you get 4 days of eating within the metabolic damage solution, and then you get your one metabolic reset meal. Do you find that helps because you've always got something to look forward to?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Awesome. Have you got any final words before we end this interview today?
Just thanks for everyone's help.
That's okay, no worries. Thank you very much for your time today, Lucy. And if you're listening to this interview, I hope you found it helpful. I hope you have a great evening, Lucy. And this is Nathan from the DVCC in Milton Keynes. Hope you have a good day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to the dvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.